Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hello, Oscar.
Hey, now.
Hello, RJ.
Hey.
Today, we have a very special guest interview. We have Lindsay Lohan, Oscar, who, as you know, she got in a car accident on Friday.
I heard. And it's like her 10th accident this year.
Yep, and she's back out of the hospital. We'll find out if she's doing well. I hear she is, but let's get her on the line here. Lindsay.
Like my body.
Oh. Miss Lohan, how are you?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm just working hard. I'm working hard right now trying to make a living.
Are you in any pain at all?
No, not at all. No. I'm working on Liz and Dick, the Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor. The Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton movie.
That's right. And that's when you got in your accident. I think you were on the way there.
People are such bad drivers.
You know, the real question
people
I have...
People are such bad drivers out in Los Angeles.
So it wasn't your fault?
Of course it wasn't my... Of course it wasn't my fault, you know?
No alcohol or anything?
No, God. No, not at all. A few cigarettes.
The real question I have, Ms. Lohan, is one.
Hi, Oscar.
I'm shocked we booked you on the show because you're not real relevant these days.
Ah, that's so cruel. I love it when you're mean to me.
But
I love it when you're mean.
But
to
also,
me.
Can we talk about your fall from grace?
Oh, jeez.
Let's. You're making a TV movie. What happened to your feature film career?
There's no secret to the fact that I've had a few bumps in the road.
Yeah.
I think I'll be all right.
Now, you're into women.
Yeah.
It's documented.
Yeah.
Why?
Absolutely.
Why? No.
Whoa. Why attracted to such women as your ex?
You mean the DJ?
Samantha.
Samantha's so hot. And, you know, we had a very toxic relationship. I was partying a lot. I was staying out late. I don't do that anymore. I've gotten my act together completely. I stayed up last night till 2 o'clock. And, that to me is turning in early.
Now, Father's Day is right around the corner, and family does come first.
I won't get my father anything, that bastard.
That's what I wanted to ask you. What's ahead of me?
He's the one that screwed me up. He screwed me up.
Oh, that's... No. Don't cry.
I hate my daddy.
Would you say you have...
I hate my daddy.
Oh, God.
Do you have daddy issues?
What?
Daddy issues?
I do.
You do?
I do. Excuse me, I have to get a Kleenex.
Yeah, please do.
Oh, I don't have any Kleenex. I think I'll use this tampon.
Nostril one.
Nostril two.
So, Miss Lohan. Clearly, you are on probation.
Yeah.
Are there times when such accidents happen as they did this past weekend?
I wasn't driving.
Okay, but no, when you're actually involved in
those
things.
That's my story, and I'm sticking with it.
Do you get nervous because police hadn't been called to the scene?
I get nervous when I wake up in the morning. I get nervous when I walk by a bar. I get nervous when somebody's smoking some cigarette, and I think that it might have some substance in it that I'll enjoy.
No.
I think it's really important to point out that it's one day at a time.
Miss Lohan.
One day at a time.
Another personal question, if you don't mind.
Yes.
I always wondered, and this was an odd pairing, more so than even your pairing with Samantha Ronson, if I'm not mistaken, your ex-girlfriend.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
I'm Elizabeth Taylor.
I would say that...
Hi, Oscar.
I would say that you're...
How's your back?
It hurts a lot. Thank you for asking.
Oh, she knows.
Your relationship between you...
Oh,
and Fez from That 70s Show.
Oh, yeah.
One of your first boyfriends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he set the tone. He set the tone for unusual relationships. He had a terrible temper.
I was just
curious. He had a terrible temper.
I was curious how Wilmer Valderrama and yourself got together.
Wilmer, I had a criteria. I have a certain thing that I look for in most men that I've dated.
Mm.
And that is enormous, gigantic, you know.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
If Rob was here when I said that,
uh-oh.
I was going to say the word and you guys were going to both jump in. Let's try that again.
Okay.
What I really look for in men is a big, oversized, thick, giant...
Foot?
Wallet?
No, forget it. It's not going to work for these two. That's okay. I got the 30-somethings, RJ.
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ, help me, Rhonda. I'm struggling here.
Uh-oh.
I'm treading water. I'm treading water right now. The bit's treading water.
Before you drown, what would Rob say?
Hold on. I don't want to give up on this.
Okay.
Yeah, please don't.
So I'm going to say, I like a man with a great big giant, and then you go, hey, like really loud,
oh,
so
yes,
nobody
yes,
can
yes,
hear
yes,
you.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, it's a family
saying?
Show.
Let's try it again. Yeah, okay. Here we go on the count of three, boys. Let's see. What I really look for in a man is somebody with a long giant.
Hey. No, that wasn't good either.
Wow, they're terrible.
Wallet.
Yeah, what's that wallet? Thank you very much. But I'm looking forward to making this TV movie. I'm looking forward to continuing my career. And what?
I was going to ask you, did you study for this role? You know, a lot of actors, they'll go and study for their parts. How did you prepare for this?
Let me tell you something, sweetheart. The only thing that I'm studying is a menu.
No.
Okay? I study a menu for room service or where I'm at Mr. Chow's. I don't study menus like other people. I used to for a while, just for a joke with my friends, I'd study the back of the cigarette pack.
No.
and I'd read the Surgeon General's warning.
They're pretty direct these days.
They are pretty direct. God, pregnant women, watch out, but I'm not pregnant.
No.
At least not this morning.
No, that's true.
That's why God invented the morning after pill. Uh-huh.
Do you think your body could actually allow you to conceive?
I doubt it.
Right?
I think there's so much toxicity in there right now. It's been ravaged. It's been savaged. And you know, let me tell you something, baby. Ravaging and savaging, that's just the way I like it.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sometimes other people are so rude that they make you look like an idiot. This happens to me all the time. Somebody's talking on their hands-free headset on their cell phone. And they're just lost in their own Bluetooth universe, you know, and they're staring straight at me. And I'm the idiot who's like, yeah? I don't know you at all. Are you talking? Nope, you're not talking to me. I was at Whole Foods and this woman's pushing her cart straight at me. Do we need potatoes? Potatoes, do we need potatoes? I don't know. What else are we having? Are you coming or not? I don't know where we're going. I'm not talking to you, sir. I'm on the phone. Oh. Did you know you're staring straight at me? Ah! Sorry, didn't know I was an actor in your movie. I'm supposed to walk by in the background like an extra. Didn't see your ID card. Hi, I'm the center of the fucking universe.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 14 million times and heard in 150 countries worldwide. Should I even bother with it anymore? Is that over now?
What?
The phone number.
Yeah, you know.
Who? What?
RJ always prepares just in case.
Yeah, because he'd love me to take phone calls because I don't know why. Anyway, our show today is brought to you by Mangrates.
Yeah.
It's Father's Day time at the Mangrates Studios. They are over there working busily right now. What they have brought in is a lot of people that look, well, they're variants of the Oompa Loompas, mm-hmm. and they have the whole Mangrate room with the steel river.
Right.
The cast iron river that goes through, and
it
it's melted
out of its
steel,
cauldron.
And they pour the giant cauldron.
Yeah.
And they have and Mangrates decorate every inch of the place, and they churn them out for you at Father's Day around this time of year. Your dad can have steakhouse flavor at home, no flare ups, and no dry meat. And every Mangrate order comes with the world's best grill brush.
I'll resist.
Good. Plus, right now a special $20 price for Mike O'Mara Show listeners to get Mangrates for you or your dad, and to get that special price, just click their banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. So you guys are working overtime now,
yes,
getting them all out there. Sales going well? Sales
are great.
I appeal to everybody. Yes. You know, this is the time of year where not only do you make us look good at TMOS, but you make Mr. Santana,
yeah,
who is in a debilitating condition this week.
It's always fun doing business when you're laying on the floor of your office.
You were really lifting those steel cauldrons, and that's how you hurt your back.
That's how
right?
he pulled it out.
No, not at all.
No. That'd be worth the comp. Come on.
So if I was lifting a steel cauldron, I'd burn my hands off.
Well,
and
that's
I wouldn't
true
be here
too.
Right now.
This is true. If you feel for Oscar Santana, buy a Mangrade for your dad and do it for Father's Day. Time is running out. I would say this is the day to really
tomorrow,
go.
Tomorrow, the USPS guarantees it to their home by Saturday, or well, they only have Saturday delivery, so Saturday before the Sunday, which is Father's Day.
So do it today or do it tomorrow, but otherwise, screw you. That's it. That's the way I look at it. And that's really what someone shouldn't say that during a commercial. But in any event, we've got a wonderful show planned today. Migraine Tuesday. Yes, Oscar was not the only one infirmed yesterday. I thought that as I crawled into my 50s that the era of the migraine headache had left me, and boy, did I get one yesterday. For years and years and years, I have laughed about the fact that migraine headaches, that I can handle them, that I can do a broadcast with them, that I can I can take care of life with them. It doesn't matter, except if my speech gets all screwy with them, then I can't do that. But yesterday, got a double shot. It was two for Tuesday migraine style in my brain yesterday. And let me tell you, it's about as bad as it's ever gotten. I'll explain about that. We'll talk about another ailment on the show. Oscar goes to the chiropractor or not, as I told Mark Ronick when we walked into this studio today, because, Mr., I do it all my own way. I don't rely on anybody. I am Mr. Self-Sufficient. I am the lone wolf. I knew after I took the time to call my effing chiropractor
that
he would not go.
Oscar, I
left my name, and I knew you wouldn't do it because that's just you. Anyway, we want to finally get to movie chat. I want to discuss a movie that is in theaters, a movie that was recently in theaters, and a movie that is coming up in theaters that I'm excited about. We'll try to get that. And also some consumer news today on the show.
Oh, really?
Concerning food prices that blew me out of the water. And then No Good Deed Goes Uneffed With on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll get to that. And what's the last thing I wrote down? I can't even read it.
Did RJ write it for you?
Maybe it's a migraine headache.
Oh, how did I miss this ad? I was watching the Today Show this morning, and how did I miss this Land Rover ad that cracked my ass up? And I guess it didn't make the rounds. Did anybody else see it? I guess it's been out for a while. It's a famous ad, the pathological liar Land Rover ad.
I did not see that.
It's hysterical. I mean, it's like, I didn't see it. Have you seen it, RJ?
I saw it a few weeks ago, yes.
I've seen it.
It's fantastic. Land Rover ad, guy speaking French, and he said, I just called my mom, and she said we can go to France. And he says, oh, that is so wonderful. That's great. May I tell you something? And he runs over to get to the Land Rover, and then he tells her that all his life is BS, that he's not a doctor. He did not weave her bracelet.
Oh, no.
He does not own the gallery in France where they're moving to. And he's sitting in the Land Rover because that's where it's safe. That is a smart commercial.
Do you want it?
Yeah. You know, it will translate. I think it will actually translate perhaps to audio. Let's see if it happens, because but this to me is a very funny and very well-written commercial.
All right, let's see if this is it.
All right, let's see if this is it.
So I finally told my parents we're moving to Paris.
Oh, oui? Oh, fantastic. Can I tell you something?
Yeah, of course.
Now he runs away. Runs away from her and runs around the corner, and he's jumping into a Land Rover where she comes over to see him.
Jean-Luc?
I am a pathological liar. Everything I've ever told you is a lie.
What did you lie about?
Oh, pretty much everything. It's pathological.
So you're not from France?
Yes, I'm not from there.
So you don't own the gallery where we met?
I don't own that one.
So you're not a doctor?
No.
You didn't leave this?
Not necessarily.
Well, what about us? Do you lie when you say you love me?
No. I'm only telling you this because I'm truly in love with you.
You are?
No.
Look,
I don't know what to believe, Jean-Luc.
It's Edward.
Yeah.
Edward.
What?
Jason.
Edward or Jason?
Just fantastic.
That is great.
It's something like safety in a, you know, be safe in a Land Rover.
It says you feel safe in the Land Rover.
You feel safe in the Land Rover.
Place.
That is really above average. How I missed that, I wanted to spotlight it. Let's get right to the medical ailments. We'll get those out of the way today, and then we'll move on to
other
things.
Now, I always feel for you when you say you have a migraine, because I experience you get those from time to time.
Yesterday was, you know, I always think about triggers as far as what's going to cause them, but yesterday was just a particular double whammy. Here's the thing. The drill is, and anybody that's suffered from migraines knows what the drill is. You get that little visual disturbance.
Yes.
And then you go through that, which is always the toughest part for me. And then after that goes away, you're about 5 minutes away from getting the worst headache you've ever gotten.
That's right.
So the nice thing is the show was over. I was out at a grocery store with Mrs. O'Mara, and I was able to come right back here and go into a dark room. Mm. I went into a dark room. I actually am sitting in the dark room, lying on the couch with sunglasses on. That's how sensitive to the light I am.
I understand.
I fall asleep. I fall blissfully asleep. Oh, I get up. I'm like, oh, okay. All right.
That's over.
Little bit of a headache, but nothing. You know, I've had this before, too. I get up. I go into the can, and bam, another visual disturbance.
Oh, man.
And that's the double whammy that you get with that. And then that literally took me out for the entire day yesterday. And wow. I have not had that happen. And I thought this was kind of like when you get, you read so many different things. And Oscar's going through his back issues right now with doctors and medicine and what's right and what's not right. And you read so many things. I thought that, when you get older, these start to slow down. And I just hope that it's one in a blue moon, because I'll tell you, it's terrible, because you've got about a three-day hangover after it's over. It's horrible.
Where do you walk to when that happens? Do you just go back to bed? Do you lay down?
I can drive. I actually drove, I probably shouldn't, but I did. And it's like when somebody takes a flashbulb.
Yes,
and it gets into your, the middle of your
probably
eye.
Probably shouldn't drive.
Yeah. But I made it home, and I just go to a dark room and lay down.
Okay.
Take a couple of aspirin and drink a caffeinated beverage if I can to make it. All these little theories that you have, and then I try to retrace the steps of what I had the night before, what I ate that morning, and it just gets back to, I usually take a little therapeutic aspirin, and I'd gotten out of that habit for a while, and so now I'm going to get back into that
back
habit
on
again.
The wagon.
So we'll see, because that really was the thing that I think maybe took care of it for me. But for anybody that has suffered from those, and I used to really kind of roll my eyes and go, oh, how can these professional basketball players like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in bed for 3 days with a migraine? But it really does take you out. I'm Logie today. I'm not with it entirely today. And the only thing that covers that is my incredible professionalism as a broadcaster.
Look at you.
I can't remember the guy's name, and that gets me embarrassed. But there's a guy on the Minnesota Vikings. He's a wide receiver, and he is actually he's this up and coming receiver in the NFL. And he gets migraines, and he misses games all the time.
Horrible. It's horrible, because in its worst day, you can throw up. You can't, you can't function at all. Some people have to go to bed. Mm-hmm. And, I just thought, at this stage of my life, I thought that was maybe going to be one of the ailments that I left behind. Now, speaking of another ailment.
Yes.
I had a pool with the boys in the office that said, after I made the arrangements to go to the chiropractor, which is alternative medicine.
Dr. Gupta.
I knew you wouldn't go, because it's just you. It's the way you operate.
No,
you like to do your own thing.
I had enough conversations with real doctors that they said that while a chiropractor can be helpful at times, you don't want to go to a chiropractor right away, because they might do more damage
in the long run. BS. That's BS. I don't buy that for a second. You come from a medical family. They talked you out of it. That's what happened.
Yes. And I will say that I went.
And are you in pain today?
I'm in less pain today.
Oh you yes. didn't say that. You're not treating the truth.
No, I'm
you
in less
you,
pain.
You said you felt like ass when you came into the studio.
I still feel like
studio.
Ass. Yeah. Like, I actually got a note. I shouldn't even be here today.
I
the rest of the week, no work. By the way,
you have a note from the doctor.
If you're listening at Earthwalk, I won't be in the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I barely made it here, you a-holes. Jesus.
Well, thanks, Oscar.
Well, no, because I literally laid on the floor of my effing office yesterday all day making calls like a little kid laying on their bed on a big phone with a headset on talking to people.
Okay.
There's no way to live. So basically,
have you been to any kind of medical professional?
Yes.
All right.
And she says my L4 needs work.
Ooh. Mm. Okay. Yeah, I had the L5, you got the L4.
Which basically means that this thing doesn't go away as quick as you'd like it to. It's frustrating. I have better movement. She gave me exercises that I need to do at home.
Okay.
And I basically have, I have an ice pack the size of this coffee table.
How, what, wow. did you, what
that
are your
I
exercises?
Have to lay on.
Are your exercises lie on the floor and put your knees together
and twist
back and forth?
I got to rock back and forth.
Rock back and forth or twist back and forth with your legs?
It's a rock and then a twist.
Okay.
Hmm. And she gave me a certain number of those to do. I have to stand against the actual wall and shimmy. Like almost like if you're just almost like pivoting towards the wall, but you're away.
You
from
are
it.
A trooper. I know you're hanging in there. Today. Yeah, I can tell you're hanging.
It's painful.
In there.
Did she give you a timetable as far as
she said 3 weeks?
Okay.
Yeah. See, if you'd gone to my alleged quack,
yes,
there's a chance you would probably be in the same situation you're in right now. Mm-hmm. But there's also a chance that with the right adjustment.
They would have fixed me.
You might have been. Yeah. The pressure might have been taken off that because they just move stuff around. They're not. It's not an exact science. I never said it was, but it's they move stuff around. And I'm not somebody that's going to be like a spokesperson for the National Chiropractic Institute.
No,
I respect
chiropractors. I would go to one in a heartbeat, but my sister and brother do not.
Yeah, because they're doctors.
Yes.
And doctors have always, because they don't think that.
Why do they hate so much?
Because they take money away from doctors.
Wow.
That's why doctors hate chiropractors.
But I thought chiropractors didn't go to medical school.
Doctor of chiropractic. Well, chiropractors don't go to medical school.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to go to someone that actually knows the body better and went to medical school?
Well, they do study.
They study the spine.
Well, they study the body.
They study the body very thoroughly.
But wouldn't you think a doctor would be better off to heal your ailments than the guy who's studying?
No, not in this,
because
first of all, I've lived it.
Yes.
I've lived it for, when did I first start getting it? I'm going to say mid-30s. My mid-30s is when
right here.
Right around your age.
Mid-30s, taking slap shots with Blair Stewart, 18-year veteran of the NHL. He was teaching me a new technique on how to, and it was the last hockey that I played. And that's how horrible it was for me.
I bet he taught you a technique.
And what's that?
I bet he taught you some technique.
Stewie, baby.
Slap shots.
And he was teaching me these slap shots, and something popped. And they had to basically carry me over the boards at the hockey rink that I was on. Yeah. And then forever I've been dealing with this, including a trip to the Laser Spine Institute that, you know, helped a little bit. It's an inexact science. It is not something that really works for everybody at all times. There are no universals. That's why it's so common. You know, I mean, so many things about pain in our society haven't been nailed down yet, whether it be headache, whether it be backache, a lot of stuff like that.
Well, I guess what the hardest part, and to what you were talking about earlier in the program as far as your migraines are concerned, that you're right. I'll never understand a migraine until I get one.
Right.
But I respect the fact that you have gone through it and fought through it, because we're not supposed to be doing the show, either of us, right now, technically.
Right.
You could probably say, look, I'm recovering. I can't go to work.
Nah.
Or B.
That's for candy ass.
Yeah.
Or B.
Besides, when we're let down by the entire crew anyway.
Yeah.
Or B. When you have a back injury, no one really understands it either, unless they've been there.
Exactly.
The one great thing about a back injury is that you can truly, it almost humbles you.
Yeah.
It humbles you to the point that I was running around like at 100 miles an hour, living my life, didn't care to think twice about it. I actually went to that workout at the last minute because I wanted to do something different, because I wanted to get a workout in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't have to go. I was tired. I wasn't focused. And it humbles you in a way to just like settle down, slow down a little.
Right. Yeah, you got
to
prepare.
There's no effing need to actually do everything you want to do in one day.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
You can slow down just a little bit.
Yes.
Smell the roses.
Yes.
And realize you've got your beautiful lady here.
Yes.
She's very active, though. I've seen you get more active with her,
she's
because
super
she's
active.
And your last one was fairly in good shape, I would say, too.
She sucked.
Yeah. Wow, that's a new.
Like, I'll give you an example. On Sunday, we play soccer with a bunch of 20 somethings, right?
Yes.
And she got up, and I was feeling horrible. I couldn't get out of bed. And as a man, you don't want your girlfriend or your wife to see you laying there. You're basically helpless.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So I said, why don't you go play soccer and go and have a good time?
It's what I want to do, too. It's like a lot of times you're like, I'm not going to be functional.
Just
get
out of here.
Please get away from me. I want to be infirmed. I want to be left alone. Thank God my lady yesterday was allowed me that for two reasons. She knows me, and she, you know, wants to talk to her mom and doesn't give a rat's ass, which is really what my whole vacation in Florida is going to be. Do you know what? Have I spoken about what my Florida vacation is going to be?
No, you haven't.
My Florida vacation is going to be me, my mother-in-law, my wife, and my wife's best friend.
No RJ?
Oh, wow.
No RJ.
That's it, Mike. I was going to tell you. I can't make it this year.
Yeah, that's yeah, you know, I'm so sorry about that. Yeah. But I could use some more testicles in the room.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I truly could, because I'm going to go down there and it's going to be, you know, I know that I just have to take a big deep breath and realize that, you know, whatever the ladies want to do is what the ladies are going to do.
A lot of golf.
And a tremendous amount
yes.
of golf.
Yeah, like golf it is.
Yeah, I'll be golfing from 7:30 in the morning till 8 o'clock
yes.
at night.
I can
yeah,
look for a
idea.
Flight.
But, no, that's okay. you know, you need to focus on other things.
I know.
Like trying to be a salesman for the Mike O'Meara.
That's true.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what
or
I'd like.
Or staying alive.
Yeah. That's right. Or staying alive. Yeah. That's both. Very important. Those both. Two things.
Oh, that's so old, Mark.
You've talked to him, right?
Yes, I did, actually.
Yeah, I was pissed at him yesterday, too.
And I talked to Zoolander yesterday as
oh,
well.
Oh, really? What did he have to say?
He was he's pretty ashamed of himself. And
he's always ashamed of himself, but he comes back and he does it again.
And he says that, you know, he looks up to both you and I so much, and the fact that he let us down is really painful for him.
All right, the way I got it, and I don't want to let him off the hook, but the way I got it is, first of all, everybody's been there on this crew.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody in the world, but everybody's been there on this crew. And the second thing is that I got the vibe that people were kind of laughing it off.
Yes, they
were. At the event.
They were. Yeah.
What I didn't want to do, and this is where I was kind of paternal mm-hmm. about this podcast, is that I didn't want to spotlight it and make it seem like, you know, it's okay. Because I really think that that, in its worst case, if he's not surrounded by handlers and people that can take care of him, that can be a very bad thing. Fortunately, the last time I behaved like that, I was surrounded by handlers and people that took care of me,
right.
and it was okay.
Yeah.
And you know, anytime you're outside of your own domicile, I think you have to be very, very careful about the situation you get into. I mean, I told this story on the air. That's how I blew my knee up, for
right.
Christ's
sake. Especially
out
in front of Clyde's.
Exactly. I said it before you did. I said it before you did. Mr. Stiff, my chiropractor.
If you're in front of Jimmy's, everything's okay. But in front of Clyde's,
you
better watch out.
You know what? The thing about it, Clyde's, you go out. You go out on a regular basis.
I used to.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Aren't there certain places that have a karma? Aren't there certain places that have a vibe?
Yes, absolutely.
And this place down next to the Verizon Center, you know, it's a wonderful little establishment, but I always felt it's got a bad, for me personally, it's got a bad vibe.
Yeah, because you're white.
No, that's not because I'm
Come
white.
On.
That's not the reason.
Is that where you were going
this?
With
is,
this?
No. Because this is the guy that I got into the altercation with was as white as snow.
The problem is, that's not
he was as white as the
driven
ice princess.
No, who?
Who's the, who's the Chronicles of Narnia? Whoever the. Go ahead.
It's not with your kids, I see.
But,
no. What you mean to say is that when you're in the big city, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
When you're in Little Herndon, Old Town Herndon.
No, because this out here in Manassas, where my bar was, and I will throw my own bar under the bus here.
Okay.
When I had my bar, Friday, Saturday nights, there was usually some sort of altercation of some kind. There are rarely altercations like that at Jimmy's. Anytime people are in a bar, anytime it's a late night, something can occasionally happen. But in my place, it was routine. In Jimmy's, it just doesn't happen. It's not where you are. It's the kind of joint you're in.
Yeah.
In this particular place, I was minding my own business when this asshat came up and said something about my wife. That's the way I handled it was wrong. And I never should have done it that way.
In cowboy boots.
In cowboy boots. Yeah. That was the mistake I made.
If you had sneakers on, no problem.
So you gotta have people watch out for you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's very much on my mind now. You know, when somebody will be obnoxious, I would much rather be the guy that is the cooler head and lets everybody else take care of it. Really lets the proper people, whether it's a manager, whether it's a bartender, take care of
or
it.
Or just still, walk away.
Or just walk away,
yeah.
But at the same time, you know, that kind of behavior, I'm not going to walk away. If somebody's insinuated themselves into my group of people socially and they're talking crap and they're being offensive, I'm not going to walk away from that. I'm going to deal with that situation.
Yes.
I just won't deal with it by saying to the guy, well, why don't we discuss that outside, which was stupid, and that's maybe I should have done that when I was 25 years old. I feel two ways about that when I reflect back on it.
Yes.
It's probably a reason I tell the story so often. I'm not proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not proud in any way, but I also am not embarrassed by it.
No, you shouldn't.
So it's a very fine line between those. I was stupid. It ended up costing me a lot of money. Look at that right knee.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're
a lot of abrogation. Still ridiculously working on it. Maybe, you know, this might be the way I gimp around for the rest of my life. I have no idea yet. We'll see what happens. But, you know, the guy walked up, made a sexually suggestive comment about my wife smoking an electronic cigarette.
poked me in the gut and said, you know, fat ass.
Yeah.
And you know, at that point, as opposed to calling a manager over, I just said, do that.
Yeah.
At the same time, wrong. Mm-hmm. Bad decision. Not what could happen. The worst case scenario might not have been a knee. It might have been two guys standing over me, kicking me in the head until I was dead.
Right. Yeah.
So
right.
You never know what you're in that. And I really have to... I have to follow my own advice about that because, you know.
It's important. Look, it takes a big man to admit it and actually
sure.
talk about it.
I said this for years. Yeah. I said, I love talking to people and I love, you know, interacting with people. And I think I would like to think that the vast majority, in fact, almost the entire majority of people at the ride on Saturday would agree
yeah.
that had conversations with me. What I don't. Now, why are you shaking your head?
I'm kidding, of course.
The one thing I always thought. With that consideration for people that enjoy what we do, also comes a rule that just because I do what I do does not mean I'm going to sit there and have to take your crap.
Right.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No,
we'll get to more of that in a minute. As a matter of fact, it's a good time to break because on that note, I would like to share a little story about my dear friend, Mr. Mark Brodick.
Oh.
We'll come back right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Just Black Gold?
Yes. I give one a show.
Very good. It's Mark Ronick Music this week. Our second segment is brought to you by Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Spencer and Devon uses natural ingredients like aloe and shea butter.
Mm.
No harsh chemicals. Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream is good to your face, whether you have a tough beard, sensitive skin, or both. If you got bumps... Still
do
don't get
bumps?
That one. Like bumps on your head?
Bumps on your head, on your face. Sometimes you
yeah.
get the bumps when you're shaving
can
with the
you,
razor.
I'm sure they don't want this brought up, but can you shave anywhere on your body with this?
Yes,
Spencer and
absolutely.
Devon? You can do that?
Yeah.
Like if somebody was in the adult film industry, they could shave down there too?
Sure.
All right, get Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream in sagebrush or spice or completely unscented. Read their story at SpencerDevon.com. Rob uses it. RJ uses it.
Yeah.
They stole all of it for themselves. Did you ever get any of it?
Yeah.
You got some of it?
I got the unscented. It's perfect.
Good stuff. Click their ad on our website, Spencer and Devon Shaving Cream. Smooth the Savage Blade. Okay, I really, really do want to get to movie talk, but before we do this, it is time for a very petty story about Facebook.
Oh, okay.
If I can share it with you. Yeah, because Mark has been doing an inordinate amount of work. He did a lot of work for the ride, and he's come in here while Rob's been gone and done the audio vault for Rob and still doing the uploading of the show and editing and helping, and RJ's been helping too. Everybody's been helping. And I give Mark some props on Facebook last
yeah.
night.
Thank
I sent a nice little message out to him.
Blew me away, actually.
Because it was overdue, and I said it to you privately, and I said sometimes – because you are not a regular part every single day flapping your gums in here,
right.
and you sometimes are here, sometimes you're in the office, sometimes you're doing whatever, I think it's necessary to put it on that forum just to say, you know, that I appreciate the work you've done. So I put down a very, what I thought was a very innocent message that said, I said it to him privately, but I think I should go public on occasion. I'm lucky to have Mark Ronick as a friend and a coworker. Nobody works harder for TMOS, and I am lucky to have him on my team. Now, don't get happy.
Right.
So that was it, and we got about 68 comments from that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem is, I don't mind dropping in. Boy, my voice got
Yeah.
Ooh, the problem
yeah.
is.
It's funny. We'll get to something like that in the vault,
actually. You
have an
aphasia?
When I do that, it's not normal. I don't do it very often. I sometimes wrestle with whether to do it because I think if I do it, he will get happy. So I say don't get happy. And we get 68 comments because anytime it's the interpersonal discussions or goings on our group, that seems to generate the most interest,
mm-hmm.
whether it be negative or positive. And I was all about people making a funny comment or
yeah,
two.
Yeah, there were some.
And then it just gets down. Then there gets this guy, Todd.
Yes.
Moore?
Now, Todd.
Yeah. What a dick.
No, not Todd Moore.
Oh.
I won't mention the guy. I don't like when I'm mad at somebody, I don't like to mention their last
name.
Right,
right.
But, you know, we go through and we've got all these different comments on this. You know,
I haven't seen this thread. So.
The thread is good. The thread is really good. Like some people go, aw. Some people say, get a room.
Right.
You know, yes. It was funny. Some people say, hey, bonus, the fat guy voice, talking about when Mark does
right.
that. They write down who, what, where. It's a nice little tribute to Mark. And then people are making gay jokes about me, which are very, very funny.
Yes.
I'm fine. Then you get the people that just have a hard time with anything positive.
Right.
And this guy Todd's one of them, okay? So he makes the initial joke, which I would blow off as funny. Let's say, because it's from some movie, let's not start S-ing each other's D's quite yet.
Right.
And that's kind of funny. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Now, Todd just can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Todd just can't stop doing it because Todd has to write, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you make
it
a little funny.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
And then you just go on. And I'm like, okay, there's another Todd. Then I see this guy's head, his giant fat head on the left, and I see that he's coming back for more. And then he says, these last 2 days of TMOS is like trying to baby make with one ball.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, if you want, seriously, Todd, why don't we try the
step outside?
Why don't we try the TMOS show without the M?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, right. Why don't we do that and then we'll see how it sounds then, douche. You know, and I'm just like, he just couldn't help himself because there's positive energy that I'm trying to share with the crew, and he just can't stand it. And I know guys like this. So he says he has to finish it up. Still worth every effort, but not quite enough to flourish.
Right.
It's like, dude. It doesn't flourish at all with any of us. You know, we all do the best we can. We just don't need it spotlighted,
you
hammerhead.
Why do you care, though?
Because he pisses me. Because I was sensitive about saying something positive, which I normally don't do. And I like the funny with it, but then it's the guy. And because you care about your own. You don't like it when people write. There's certain things that tick you off.
I don't care.
I
don't.
You're the one that used to say about the chat group.
Yeah, because
why did you attack the chat group?
Because they're mutants.
But there's your comment. You have just contradicted yourself.
No, if you're going to pull back the curtain, I really, to be fair to the chat group, I really care the fact that they take the time to watch the show live. I really do.
Right.
I don't like the fact that they do their own show within the show because they're not really watching the show. They're just talking to each other.
And that is really what it is.
Yes.
It is his little show within my thread, which is all for him. And it's like, I don't mind the funny because that's part of it, too. It lends itself to that,
but
and people do
he insulted you. That's
he
the problem.
He insulted me by saying, hey, one ball. You know, screw you.
Yeah, but what
douche.
I'm saying.
This
I'm
is
saying,
my show.
What I'm saying.
This is my show. With supreme respect to everybody, this is my show.
Of course it is.
But what I'm saying is this.
Yes.
One, actually, there's two things.
Okay.
The first, he's probably a card carrying member of the Rob Mob. So you got to keep that in account.
Good point.
It's hard to tell. And can I tell you one other thing? There was something about him before, maybe on two other occasions, that has pissed me off, and I've reprieved him.
And then two. The difference between me hating the mutants on the chat group and the difference between you hating right now, because they'll continue to insult me, and I don't care what they
Where
say.
Where do I go to unfriend a guy?
Is you shouldn't give these guys credence. If you do, then they win. If you give them any sort of highlight, the fact that we even talked about this.
I know he's.
Sucks.
I don't care if he's getting it, but it doesn't matter. I'm petty enough where my petty enough wins. I've been petty before. I've been petty for my whole radio career.
I don't want you
Don
to be
and
petty.
I were petty before that. We pay petty work sometimes. Sometimes petty is fun. Sometimes I like the petty. How do I
The petty sometimes pays.
The petty? Yeah, very rarely, though. Mm. Oh, there it is. Okay. Bye-bye.
Oh, he's
all
gone.
Right, there
Bye,
we go.
Todd.
He's gone. Thank you very much. There we go. And that's all there is to it. Thank you very much.
So did you respond back to him?
No.
No.
So you just unfriended
That to him. Me is it. No, just unfriended. I'm done. Okay. I'm done with this. He's done it a few other times. He has done it a few other times, and I just wanted to be done with it because I didn't like that. You know, we're in here. You've got a bad back. Mark Ronick's doing things he doesn't do.
Yeah.
And I'm doing things that I normally don't do. And, you know, I think we've had a perfectly good time, and I just didn't want to take any crap about it.
I'm with you.
That's all.
I come back to the place where, and you guys have done this. I'm almost positive you did when you were on there with Don and Mike.
Yes.
Everybody thinks they can do it better.
Yes.
Because we make it look so effing easy.
Right.
That they think they can just come in and do this.
And I just, here's the thing. I care. You know, it's so funny. I care enough to unfriend him right now.
Yeah.
But
then
I don't care enough to like remember what he did to piss me off the last time. But I do because I actually went back and saw to see if there was any kind of message thread. And I think we have really, you want to talk about lack of tolerance. You know, you work with another guy every single week that if you breathe the wrong way, he's gone. But, I mean, that Chad takes it to the extreme.
Yes.
And there's a part of me that enjoys that about what Chad does. You know, like the lady Ginger was giving him a compliment about his looks, and he, like, unfriended. He blocked her, and it was just like, it just, that to me is funny.
And the same reasoning. And, again, I could see the comedic value in it.
Right.
I just, for someone to insult what we do here on this show.
Yes.
And it's not personal.
Right.
Because of the fact that we are, I think, at, let's say, 25% of what we usually do.
Right.
I will say that, one, that person is petty. And two,
right.
that person really doesn't understand, or really, I want to believe they don't mean what they say when they say it, because clearly we're not at 100%.
That's right. And it's a shame that it has to happen. It's a shame that the carnage has to happen, but he's dead to me.
Dead to you.
Me too. Now, I've also been known to, bring people back. I'm thinking he might even be one of those guys that I've given the free pass to, but I don't have any memory of it. And Rob, I think, would back me up on this particular dude who always just has to, get his snark out.
How long is your block list? Your unfriend list? Do you block them or unfriend them?
I unfriend them.
Okay.
Yeah, that means that there's no list, right? I mean, you unfriend.
No, you unfriend them, but they can still see your page. But if you block them, they could never see it.
Right. Ah, that's right. Now let them suffer.
Right. That's exactly right.
Let
them
suffer. All right.
Tease.
So that's
and they can't subscribe either.
And of course, if you want to pull back the curtain, one would say that just gave me a lot of material. Thank you. Thank you very much. But we don't need to go that deeply into the analysis.
But you unfriended him.
I unfriended him right here, okay. Right here. Right here. Right now. And I
shall unfriend him as well.
Thank you. Well, that's the rule.
Todd Moore.
One for all. All for one. No, no, no. I'll show you.
He's my buddy now.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
No, I know who you're talking about.
Thank you. Tell Oscar. Okay. Later on. Movie chat. Have you seen, you like to go to all the first run movies, which I think everybody on the show should do.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you been to see Prometheus?
Oh, no. I just talked about it yesterday to a friend, and the people are dogging it.
Oh, really? It's going to suck?
They said that they tried to make it, if I'm not mistaken, what I read on the web, was they tried to do too much, and they couldn't find the actual focus of the movie.
Oh, okay. Mm, yes. And so that means it just turns into basically a CGI fest.
Yeah, but you might like it.
Why would I like it? Because
if you go in with low expectations, it might be better. But you're also not this nerd that needs to know everything about comes from.
This is a prequel, right?
It's supposed to be a prequel. It started off as being a prequel,
right?
And then they couldn't make it a prequel.
Doesn't he sound a little medicated?
Yes,
today?
A little bit.
Well, no, because it was described to me, if you're an Alien fan,
yes.
It's supposed to be a prequel to Alien.
Right.
But somehow, in the muck of the movie, they couldn't figure out how to put it together, so it's a separate movie.
All right, so it falls into a giant category of really Hollywood not coming up with original ideas.
Yes.
Anymore. So that's it. So, Suckfest. All right. I thought it might be curious. I thought I might get into the theater to see it. Now I'll talk about one that I've been trying to talk about for the entire week.
Right.
I saw this. I know it was a short time in theaters, but the movie is called Act of Valor. Let me tell you something, man. This is a red, white, and blue, wave the flag, support your local military, joy fest. Mm. This movie kicked ass. I was riveted to this movie. This movie was probably one of the most realistic modern warfare films I have ever seen. Mm-hmm. And I really think, of course, they used CGI to a certain extent, but I don't think they used it to such an extent where it was overdone. And it is about the Navy SEALs and what the Navy SEALs are all about. And man, oh man, I don't know enough about it, but I think they might have used some real SEALs in the shooting of this particular movie. And this movie is a recruitment film for the military. You will show this to a bunch of kids, and I'm sure the best and the brightest of these kids are, I love it when we glorify things that should be glorified. Not war, but we glorify the guys that are out there on the front lines protecting us. And man, oh man, oh man, I walked out of there. You get done watching this movie, and it's USA, USA. You feel so
I'll see that.
Proud of these guys and proud to be an American. And I think at the beginning the movie says it's based on a real acts of valor
that
occurred in Navy SEAL teams. And at the end they scroll with the amount of SEALs that we have lost since 9/11. And it's really, really moving. And there are these guys every day that go out, and at Jimmy's the other day, happened to meet a guy that was a retired SEAL,
right?
And they're just phenomenal. I mean, you sent me some information on Jesse Ventura.
Yeah,
I don't care what you say about him being kooky, conspiracy theorist. He still had the balls to do that, and be on the front lines and do that type of thing. And we have people that are doing this in this war on terror that we're in the middle of every single day. go see this movie. And if you like a good old fashioned war movie too, which I do, you know, like Patton or anything like that, phenomenal movie.
Is it still in theaters though?
I don't think so. I watched it on pay per view, so I don't know if it's still out there in theaters. I'll check it out. And then the last one that I wanted to mention here, because it's I've just seen trailers for it. It's a totally different movie. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Steve Carell, Keira Knightley.
I've seen those. That looks awesome.
Does that not look like an awesome movie?
That looks great.
I'm not sure. That's like, I think, this week or next week. It's coming out soon. Yes. I can't wait to see that movie. It really looks to me. Steve Carell is somebody who, you know, I think he really makes an effort to not necessarily not play to his type, because you can't. Everybody plays to type in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. But he tries to select vehicles that are just odd enough where it's not the regular Steve Carell that you see in The Office. And Keira Knightley's a great piece of ass, and I look forward to seeing that. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Can we go see some movies when we're in Maine?
I think, we got to.
We should do group trips.
There's a... That sounded very good.
I know it did.
Do you boys have any questions about Maine? We'll get to that tomorrow. You can ask questions about Maine tomorrow.
Okay. I need a shipping address.
Safe Home, Henry Hill.
Henry Hill, speaking of movies,
we got some of that.
In a little bit.
The gangster Henry Hill, gone to the happy hunting ground. And let me see. That's it. Got the Range Rover ad in there. True Blood, absolutely awesome.
Finally saw it.
Loved every single second of it. I mean, really loved it. Yes.
Me too.
Is it overdone? Does it have too much goblins and werewolves and vampires? Yeah, but I loved every second of it. And nice and heavy on the sexual content. Mm. Thank you very much.
Yes,
lots
indeed.
Of the they brought in some new POAs on True Blood, and that works for me.
The werewolf, the woman, the naked one there.
With the Lady Godiva hair on her boobs.
Yes.
That worked for me.
How about she's new to the show?
Yeah, the vampire, I think she's dead now though. The one that made love to Eric in the storage container.
Yes.
It started and it didn't stop. I like a show, especially when you're going to come out to a later season, where they just start and it just dives right in with both feet, no waiting, right into the action, and it was awesome.
It was nice when they were eating their own there at that one point.
It's true. That is it. We've covered everything. Did I leave anything out, gentlemen?
No, you got everything.
Just trying to race through all of it because there's a lot on the show. We'll take a break. We will come back with Mark Ronick in for Rob Spiewak and the Magic Audio Vault on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by our good friend Mr. Brian Gothier over at the Oakton Wine Shop, presenting a Spanish wine dinner and tasting with Sylvia Puig from Odysseus. Is this... Wait a minute.
What?
Huh? You gave me the wrong one.
That's what Buzz had sent over to me.
Well, then I would be talking about a wine dinner on April 26th.
They just finished their first anniversary.
They did. I can handle that. Don't worry. I can do what you want to do right now. Oakton Wine Shop. We love them because they have so many different wines there. 123 and 100 Mill Road in Oakton. The Oakton Wine Shop. 500 hand-selected wines from around the world. 100 hand-picked brews, plus all the cheeses and pâtés you can wrap your tonsils around. Go over and check them out or give them a call. 703-255-5425. They're also on Twitter and Facebook at Oakton Wine Shop. And you might want to check out a monthly wine class. Oscar Santana brought us over to a great wine tasting one night.
Yeah, he does a great job.
Brian Gothier and his brother love to do those for people. So check them out, Oakton Wine Shop, and we thank them for their patronage. Let's go to the audio vault right now. Open it up for today.
Well, technically, it's closed.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, yesterday
because I opened it.
And so I'm going to have to apologize in advance that the vault might be a little spoiled today. There it is.
There we
go.
Thank you very much for June 13th, 2012.
Do you think Rob's listening right now and he's just pissed?
He's probably just generally. But we picked on him the first day, but we didn't pick on him yesterday or today.
I'm talking about the fact that the vault was open.
That's the Rob alarm. Every time that he's gone.
So I checked out that, speaking of Rob Spiewak, I checked out that Jabrilliance.
Yeah.
And it really is Rob and Carrie writing lines about
100%.
Jabril.
That's it.
Yeah, I remember when
it's actually sad.
It's very sad.
When we had created
I hope you address that with him.
Yeah, I will.
We created that page, and I remember he said to me almost right away, can you please give Carrie the administrative rights because she'd like to participate in Jabril's voice?
It's just weird. It's like, come on. Do you need that much attention, people?
Yeah. Are you guys adults or are you little kids?
Now, I think he is consciously making a decision not to post a lot on Facebook and to go enjoy his vacation. Is there any other place that I haven't seen it on his
Facebook
page?
There isn't, but I thought he was pretty busy yesterday afternoon. And one of the comments I noticed right away was, I need an orange.
Oh, and see, I didn't see that one.
And that was it. And I, you know, he's been posting. He was at the Wings restaurant making lots of Paul McCartney references.
Oh, dear. 40 minutes ago. I just heard that Jerry Lewis has been hospitalized after a fall at the Friars Club.
True. Heard it on the way in.
I wish him a speedy recovery, but I have a bad feeling about this. Godspeed, Jer.
Yeah. Who the F cares, Rob?
Stop it. No.
Can you type that?
You're on medication.
Can you type that?
You're on medication.
So we know that you mentioned it right before the break, that Henry Hill from Goodfellas, we all know him from there, he passed away.
Yes.
And, you know, I felt a little awkward putting anything in here because, you know, why pay tribute to a man who committed all sorts of crimes over his lifetime? But we all love the movie Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. The best gangster movie.
And what was tough for me with Henry Hill was, while I wanted to root for him, I also kind of, I hated the fact that it felt like he made a living off of his crimes.
Yeah.
Like he got to come out and be a part of what people love, this movie Goodfellas.
And really lucky that he died. I don't know what the disease was. They
haven't
specify.
Disclosed it, yep.
Natural causes, yeah. Because you would think if there was a guy that was going to get whacked, that guy was going to get whacked.
And yep. It was going to be him, yeah.
But well, you know what? As much as I know Oscar says who cares, but now I'm consumed by the Jerry Lewis news. Because I can't. I'll have an update on the news.
Okay, good. So why don't we, it's not a tribute, but it is definitely a tribute to Goodfellas. Let's just listen to that opening scene from Goodfellas.
What is that? Jimmy.
What's up?
Did I hit something?
What the f*** is that?
Is it flat? What? No.
What the f***? You better pull over and see.
Yeah.
Going to the truck.
He's dead now.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
There he is.
Safe Travels, Henry Hill. That movie, man, you want to talk about crafted. You got De Niro in it. You got Ray Liotta in it. You got Paul Sorvino as Big Pauly, who was just phenomenal and just did such a great job. You know, I love that movie.
Me too.
I never get tired of watching it.
How much money do you think Henry actually made after the fact?
You never know.
Small fortune?
I think the fact that he is in hiding and that he had to be in hiding, they maybe take advantage in that situation. I have no idea. I don't think he made as much money as the movie producers did.
Clearly.
You know?
Yeah.
We like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he had a guest who we also like to make fun of time to time. Mike Tyson was on his show.
Very good.
And Mike, you don't like LeBron James, correct?
I do not like LeBron
James.
Right.
Well, this is a tribute song Mike Tyson sings on the Jimmy Kimmel show to LeBron James.
Oh, of course.
LeBron James. Oh, LeBron James is great. He makes Cleveland irate. He was born in Ohio, and that's where Cleveland is. UBC. The irony. Oh, LeBron, win a championship is all you have to do. If only you stop choking at the finals. You'll be an indisputable success. An indisputable success. Indisputable.
Tyson, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I never get tired of Mike Tyson.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
so,
good stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Mike Tyson. And let's stick with music for a second. Have you ever heard of Nick McCaig?
No.
Nick is a bit of an internet sensation. He does a cappella music.
Okay.
To all sorts of different songs. Mm-hmm. And I thought you might appreciate it. Here he is doing a little bit of the William Tell Overture. Okay. And this is all his vocals, all overlapped tracks. It's all him.
Okay.
No instruments.
All right, let me tell you why I blew that up.
I kind of thought so.
I blew that up because it's done with recording. If it's done with recording, you can do anything. So, I mean, if he had done it like all in one shot, then I would have been laughing.
Well, one take. Yeah, well, he only has one voice.
I know, but I mean, so anybody, you could do that. You could do that. And then put six different.
And then layer it.
You can layer, 50 different tracks.
That's true.
It'll be fine. It's not going to take anything. Come on.
Fine. Well, you know, I like news bloopers and people making mistakes. Here is one. It's from like a year or so ago.
Okay.
It's from MSNBC. And it's a woman doing a story. She's at the desk. She's going to go over to a field reporter. But the problem is you hear the producer in the background getting very angry.
Okay.
Okay, here he is.
And an amazing close call for a group of children caught in the twister's path. 130 kids were inside their daycare center in the town of Windsor when the tornado hit. NBC's Leanne Gregg is there with more. How are those kids doing, Leanne?
All right, cut to, God damn it, get that dumb bitch.
Leanne, can you hear
me? F***ing A, get her on right.
She can't hear me, so we'll work to get that
fixed,
the little audio glitch there. But
hold on, is he referring to the reporter?
Yes.
Get that dumb bitch?
Yes.
So the reporter's done something to screw it up?
Yeah, well, the camera person
and
the reporter.
Does it go on?
It goes on a little bit.
Okay.
Today. Rooms ripped off. We saw devastated buildings throughout the town of Windsor. We know here was the video that we saw live yesterday. Little kids being carried out. Now I hear that we've had our audio problems fixed with Leanne Gregg. I was just talking about the daycare out there with those children, Leanne. Are they all okay?
Yeah, they are all okay. I can hear you. This local paper accurately describes what it was like, what the tornado was like for a lot of people in this community.
He's talking about that he's firing somebody, but this man is no longer with MSNBC.
Oh, my God. I bet. And, you know, of course, you've got the reporter who gets kudos for being unflappable.
Yeah.
Who probably knows this guy is gone.
You know, the woman at the news desk, the whole time you can see she is trying so hard to stay focused because she can hear it going on. Her eyes are going back and forth. She doesn't know what to do, but she does a great job.
That's a stressful job, though. When you're in a control room.
Oh, it's the most stressful job. That's why. But you see the guys that are good at it, that know what they're doing, that live to be like 80 and are still doing it, you know? Like the guy the golf guy that just got Peter Chirkanian.
Yes.
I think that was the guy's name.
I think I've told you guys, but WVU used to run cable for some extra money during the games, the football games. And basically all you do is just run with the cameraman on the sidelines and you help him out.
Right.
But at the beginning of each of those assignments, you're in the control room and they're setting up all the shots from all the college games that are on ESPN or CBS or whatever actual company's there. And the way they yell at these people, and it's like a short order cook, but you're yelling numbers, camera frames, different sides, and whoever does that has something in their brain, some component in their brain that can keep track of everything.
It's truly amazing to watch. It's amazing training. And they're usually, you know, you go to a lot of these television shows and you'll usually see the graybeards because it takes a long time, you know, to do that. And these guys are very demanding and they don't suffer any mistakes or any fools at all because you don't last long on that. And that's why you get these grizzled old guys.
And you know the yellow line where you have in the NFL, we can see first down marker that you see on your screen.
Oh, the new one, the superimposed yellow line, right? The new thing.
So our friend, Drab T-shirt, you know,
Your producer
and the Junkies producer, he did that for 2 years,
right?
Where he would fly to NFL games and he was part of that team. And if you messed up one iota of that,
you're
day,
done.
You're cooked.
Wow.
It's amazing.
You are cooked.
And you don't get paid all that much money.
No, not at all.
There's the myth. That's right. We've got time for one or two more.
Okay, one or two more. Let's stay with the news blooper reels. You know, I get to, since I'm doing the vault, I get to throw people under the bus if I'd like, and I'd like to throw under the bus my podcast partner, Lowell Melser.
Did Lowell screw up?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard this. Lowell was doing, and I referred to this earlier, your voice cracked when you were talking a little while ago.
Yes.
And Lowell and I have a joke that anytime that happens to one of us, we call each other Peter Brady from the old Brady Bunch when he has that voice cracking.
Okay.
So here's Lowell wrapping up a scene on location, and he gets a little choked up at the end. His voice starts to crack at the end, and it just makes me laugh every time I hear it.
Okay, let's listen.
All right, here he is.
And the Wardersheim brothers are charged with false imprisonment, second-degree assault, and use of a deadly weapon, all misdemeanors. They will be back in court tomorrow for a now third day of testimony. We're live outside of the Mitchell courthouse tonight, I should say. Excuse me. Noel Melser, WBAL, TV 11 News.
Come on.
Let's just hear that again.
We're live outside of the Mitchell courthouse tonight, I should say. Excuse me. Noel Melser, WBAL, TV 11 News.
Yeah, that's funny.
Uh-oh.
I want to see. Maybe you got some old bays.
Is that it? Is that
I can close with one last thing, but okay. Do you want me to close first, or would you like to grab that?
I was just going to find Big Daddy Dan Wilkins.
Oh, yes.
For Rob. No, wrap it up with yours.
Okay, so I would like to end with old Jewish men telling jokes, Mike.
I love old Jewish men telling jokes.
This is Richard Levine.
Two sons are in business with their father, and they say, Pop, you're 70 years old. Why don't you retire and go to Florida? He says, I'm not going to retire because you boys don't know from business. When you know from business, I'll retire. One of the kids says, Dad, what are you talking about? I do all the buying and selling. I know what's going on. You don't know from business. I told you, when you know from business, I'll retire. The other kid says, Dad, I can't take care of the books, the accounting, the payables, the receivables. I told you, you don't know from business. When you know from business, I'll retire. They start arguing. Father says, all right, I'll prove you don't know from business. You come with me. There's a local hula house. I'll show you you don't know from business. They all go together. It's a special place. They charge $10 an inch. Yeah. They each go in a separate room. One of them comes out. Father says, all right, Jakey, what did you pay? He says, I paid $70. He says, you don't know from business. Benny, what did you pay? He says, I paid $60. Father says, see, you don't know from business. I paid $10. He says, come on, Dad. We've seen in the shower. He says, see, you don't know from business. What'd you do? Pay on the way in?
And that, did you pay on the way in?
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't like that one. That, Mike, that is your audio vault.
Very good. That might have been the worst old Jews telling jokes I've ever heard in my life. That was the worst.
Because you're waiting for the payoff.
It was too long to get to the payoff and then a weak payoff to start with. But you know what? It's okay.
Yeah. Better luck next time.
Better luck next time. That's it. You'll try. We'll take a break. Come back with Mike and the News right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment is brought to you by ScoreBig.com. Father's Day. We talk all the time about ScoreBig.com. I was checking it out yesterday. Mm-hmm. Wonderful website where you can actually make an offer on tickets and then get incredible discounts, significant discounts, and an extra $10 off your purchase. If you go to ScoreBig.com, click on their radio button and enter the code TMOS. It is impossible to pay full price on ScoreBig.com. Every ticket is guaranteed to be between 10% and 60% below retail price. And they have great seats to sporting events and concerts from the front row all the way to the rafters. Using the code has saved our listeners, including Kelly Robison, Kelsey Sims, and Kylie Kedney.
The K's. What
are we all putting these together now then that have the same letters? How about just one good testimony?
Right, I will do that.
That
for
might
you.
Work real well. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars already at scorebig.com. Whatever game you would like your dad to see for Father's Day, check it out at scorebig.com. And now, without further ado, he is out there in Kansas. We wish Buzz the very best to be with his family and Uncle Bob's funeral. And Buzz will hopefully be back on Friday's show, maybe tomorrow. We're not sure yet. But we'll let you know what's going on with that.
Mike, yesterday you had RJ doing your little news bumpers.
And now with the Mike O'Mara news beep, RJ Diaz, ladies. I thought you were going to do beep beep.
Beep 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 beep.
Or Mike, we could go with something a little more.
And Al News. I like that a lot. Started again.
He just went around.
That just made my nipples erect.
Oh, it moved.
And now it's time for Mike O'Mara News. Now you got to make it. Louder coming in. You'll learn to run the board someday.
I got it.
Here we go. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mike O'Mara News. Legendary comedian Jerry Lewis was rushed to the hospital just before... I'm going to want it for every story now.
Okay.
Legendary comedian Jerry Lewis was rushed to the hospital just before he was due on stage to hand Tom Cruise a prestigious Friars Club award. The 86-year-old entertainer collapsed with low blood sugar just before he was able to take the stage in front of hundreds of star-studded gala members at the Waldorf Astoria on Tuesday night. little tighter, Mark Ronick. The child sex abuse trial of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky was set to continue Wednesday with no clear sign that the 68-year-old would take the stand in his defense. Sandusky has displayed no visible emotion as witnesses testify for the prosecution, including an alleged victim who fought back tears, describing how the famous coach who entered his life as a member and father figure turned into a demanding pedophile who stalked him at home and at school. Jurors on Tuesday also heard from assistant coach Mike McQueary, who, in much anticipated testimony, stood by his claim that he saw Sandusky naked in a team shower and sodomizing a child of about 10. The wife of Trayvon Martin shooter George Zimmerman was arrested on Tuesday, charged with perjury in connection with her testimony during her husband's bond hearing. She is out on bond herself currently. Shelley Zimmerman, 25, was arrested at her home by deputies and taken to John E. Polk Correctional Facility, the same jail in which George Zimmerman is being held on a second-degree murder charge stemming from February 26th shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Ron Barber, an aide to former Representative Gabrielle Giffords of Arizona, has won the special election to fill out the remainder of the retired congresswoman's term in Congress.
Wow.
All right, Lowell Meltzer.
The victory by Mr. Barber, a survivor of the mass shooting that severely wounded Ms. Giffords last year, gives the Democrats a break from the bad news that has dogged the party and President Obama this month. Barber beat the Tea Party-backed Republican Jesse Kelly, 52% to 46%, in a district with a 26,000 vote registration edge for Republicans.
We're live outside of the Mitchell courthouse tonight, I should say. Excuse me. Lowell Meltzer, WBAL, TV 11 News.
Thank you. A Southwest Airlines plane turned around just after takeoff Tuesday and returned to Oakland International Airport after a mysterious odor in the cabin made a flight attendant ill, officials said. Southwest Flight 508 left at 7:12 a.m. from Oakland, headed to Burbank, said airport spokeswoman Joanne Holloway. 10 minutes later, the crew alerted the airport that it was returning because of an unusual smell in the cabin.
Uh-oh.
Thank you. We fly on this show. We really do fly. I'd be moving so fast.
I had to bring
fast.
Down your
I understand.
Music
the Boeing 737 with 139 people on board landed at 7:27 a.m., and the flight attendant, who had become ill, walked off the plane on her own. She was examined by emergency medical technicians and was taken to a hospital, Holloway said. Passengers were taken off the plane and put on another flight to Burbank as Oakland firefighters searched for the source of the odor. Yes. Holloway said they had not found it just yet. Casey Anthony, once described as the most hated woman in America, spends her time watching old movies and reading The Hunger Games, a trilogy, oddly enough, about a game of killing children. Anthony, 26, who was acquitted last summer of killing her daughter, Kaylee, spoke to Piers Morgan of CNN on a phone call earlier in the day, along with her lawyer, Cheney Mason. Anthony told Morgan she has gone through hell, that she is not a party girl, and that she was ashamed in many ways of the person I was, according to Morgan. She scoffed at reports that her weight has ballooned and that she wanted to move to Costa Rica. It's doubtful she weighs 120 pounds, her lawyer said. But she also insisted to the talk show host, obviously, I didn't kill my daughter. If anything in this world I was more proud of, it was my daughter. She was my greatest accomplishment. I didn't kill my girl. In sports, Kevin Durant did something LeBron James couldn't last year in the finals. He delivered a big fourth quarter. So forget those NBA Finals jitters at the start. Durant and the young Thunder show they have already figured out how to finish. Durant scored 17 of his 36 points in another nightmarish final period for James and his team, leading a thunderstorm that overwhelmed the Heat and gave Oklahoma City a 105-94 victory over Miami in Game 1 on Tuesday nights. And finally... If you've cheated in school, you've probably scribbled test answers on an eraser, passed notes with a friend, glanced at your classmate's test, or even made a cheat sheet.
Rob.
You never, however, cheated like this amazing student. He's taken cheating to an entirely different level, a 35-foot-long cheat sheet with 25,000 answers.
No, wow.
That's right. I'll repeat it for effect. A 35-foot-long cheat sheet with 25,000 answers. Can you imagine the effort required in creating this magical cheat sheet? It probably has every answer to every question on every test about every subject ever known to man. It's so comprehensive that the school that caught him cheating should name him valedictorian and not punish him. Unfortunately, the world doesn't reward cunning, evil geniuses like that. And don't we all like our cunning, evil geniuses?
Oh, yes. Oh,
the high school student who was cheating on a university entrance exam in Kazakhstan was caught because he was wrestling and fiddling with his clothes too much before the test started. His notes, or are they even just notes anymore, included 25,000 answers that covered math, history, Russian, Kazakh, and another subject of the student's choice. According to the Austrian Times, they're the people that had the story about the student.
Okay.
When asked why he did it, he said it was all to provide a better life for his retarded brother, Bilo, who wants to have sex with his sister, who is a prostitute.
No. Oh!
Now, that's just that's a joke about...
Yeah. I know.
Borat.
That was a joke about Borat.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That.
Thank you all very much. Anyway, thank you all very much.
I like the sound effect.
Get well soon, Mr. Jerry Lewis.
Yes.
We'll have an update on Jerry because that's what Rob cares about.
Safe home.
Maybe we'll have an on, you know, he can be our investigative reporter and call in.
That would be, or maybe not.
Maybe not.
Anyway,
maybe not.
Our show today was brought to you by Mangrates. This Father's Day, there's only one perfect gift, 100% made in America, Mangrates. I really love doing the WINS news anchor.
Yes.
That was fun. Those guys work. That is really almost the pace that they deliver
it's
their
awesome.
News. With these cast iron grilling grates, your dad can have steakhouse flavor at home. With no flare-ups and no dry meat. And every Mangrate order comes with the world's best grill brush. Plus, right now, a special $20 price for Mike O'Mara Show listeners. To get Mangrates for you or your dad. And to get that special price, just click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. He did it for his brother, Bilo, who is retarded, and his sister, the prostitute. Thank you all. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye. My back hurts. Ciao, ciao.